as a team, education team, and seeing so many children that come in, some disinterested about the history, as well as some even questioning, well, is, you know, the teaching of Black history, is it still relevant today? Is it making an impact? And so with those questions being raised, it's a good way to debate those topics and to have a discussion about it.
You've got a special guest presenter, Dr. Francile Roussan-Wilson. Tell me about her.
She is a lecturer from the OAH, Distinguished Lecturer Series, and she was suggested to me. She has done work related to the teachings of Dr. Carter G. Woodson, who is considered the father of Black history. And so she was fitting. Her portion of the program is to shed and enlighten and make us aware of his contributions, as well as some background information that many people aren't aware of.
How do opponents of teaching Black history support their arguments? Isn't Black history really American history or the history of the human condition?
I would agree that it is. Some people will view it as being separate and saying that it should not be separate. But we also figure out why it has been separated. For instance, we talk about Carter G. Woodson. Every year rolls around, we celebrate Black History Month. And for the great majority of the celebration of the month, who is celebrated is usually Harriet Tubman, Frederick Douglass, mm-hmm. and Martin Luther King.
Right.
And that's pretty much it. But there's no mention of other people's contributions. There's rarely ever mention of Reverend Jermaine Wesley Logan, who was considered the king of the Underground Railroad. You get very little information about Booker T. Washington or W.E.B. Du Bois. And of course, very rarely do you even hear Carter G. Woodson's name mentioned. And he is the reason that it exists. And so there's still... We need to introduce new stories. We need to introduce new aspects of Black history. And that is always a growing process, day by day, month by month, and year by year.
Do you think that a lot of people have misconceptions and miss those names and miss those places just because they think they already have an understanding?
When you're researching or you're learning about Black history, you really have to dive into it to look beyond the surface. When you're talking about the Underground Railroad, you know, there are many different nuances and different aspects about it that are so empowering that you will miss if you just stay on the surface.
Do you ever see a time when Black history will be such an integrated part of American history that a separate study won't be necessary?
That would be great. I mean, in an ideal
world. Maybe not in our lifetime.
Right. In an ideal world, you know, the world is changing. America is changing as years goes by. But I think when you think about American history, the foundation of it, how we come to where we are, African Americans and the history, legacy, and tradition plays a very instrumental role in where we are today and should not be ignored.
You can find out how to get details on the Why Black History discussion and debate on our website at wnku.org under local news. Chris Miller, thanks for your time. Always a pleasure.
Thank you very much.